Savaya Amrin, they say in the Beis HaMedrash that Boeing Kamei Reb Yossi, they ask Reb Yossi, how exactly are we supposed to understand this mission? I mean, when it says, Manasha, Intu Amat Mea Tisaret, Intu Yenein Mabakak Shiyitamu. Rabbanan argued with Reb Yossi at the end of our Mishnah. So the question is, what the din over here is when you're going to be Ma'ala the Truma, and then it says, but eat it nikudi. See to it that you eat it in such a way that it's not going to become tame. So it should be dried, right?
And then that.
Focus from a shear or dried. We'll see. Our Gemara can explain it as focus me to shear. Remember that we had two cases in the Mishnah. The last case that had the machlokas between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim is the case of Sa'at Trumat Tmeyah Shenatzal Meyach Chulin Taharim, right? If you look back in the Mishnah, it's the middle of the Mishnah, right? So you have, the first case was a saw of Truma Tmeyah that fell into Prophet and Meyach Chulin. And this case is a saw of Truma Tmeyah Shenatzal Meyach Chulin. The final case was a saw of Truma Tahora, which is the opposite case, that falls into Chulin Tmeyah. Right? Now here it says that according to the Chachamim or Argon Reb Eliezer, what we do is we take out the entire thing and we eat. We don't have to worry about, unless Reb Eliezer said you have to burn off, you take off the equivalent of the Truman, you have to burn it as if it's Truman's Meya. The Chachamim say, well, what's the point of burning it? It fell into Meya, so it's bottle after the Meya. And since it's bottle, there's no problem. The only problem is see to it that it should be either dried or use make payload or make it into small pieces, so it should be less than a beitza. Now the Gemara wants to know, well, what's the point of that? I mean, Lamanavsha, in Shulamat Me'ah, how are you viewing this? Are you viewing this, Rabbanan, that what the first thing that you take in your hand, you're going to view as the truma that fell in, which is what Reb Eliezer said. So then, Tisaret, you should be burning it. Why did Rabbanan say you don't have to burn it? So clearly they hold that what came up in your hand is considered to be a mixture of 1 and 100. And therefore it's not truma to me.
Is this burning
soil, or you can use it all the time? But that was the Makhlokas. It depends what it's talking about. If it's treating, then it means it's destroying. Because we don't want it. Again, it depends on the machlokas. This is the first machlokas we had early in the parak. It's Yom Yelpin, right? So now, if you're telling me that it's chulin, so I don't get it. So why do you have to make sure that it doesn't become tameh? I thought it was bottle. And you have over here chulin. A chulin can be eaten by tuma. So what do I care if it becomes tameh now? Omalei, la b'shum truma achla. Look, according to the Rabbanan, is he not going to also be taking out 1 out of 101, 1 sa'ah, in order to eat it l'shem truma, right? You certainly have to take out what has fallen in, and you're going to give it now to the tzemach. If that's the case, I don't understand what you're asking. Kulum truma tzemach nachalas. What's going to happen over here? Are you allowed to eat truma when it's tamei? What's going to happen over here is if you make it into a wet mix, or if there's a shear of a kibetza there. So now, why would we not be concerned that what it is that you're giving the kohen to eat as truma is all going to become tame, right? So therefore, can you eat it with truma? You can't. So therefore, you have to make sure that it's done with tyra. Elisahora. And furthermore, what are you going to say? That we should say that you should eat it. I mean, you should just burn it. Lo, yatem avim shinolaza sotik tuma bimakoma. She'enu yacholus orfa. Would you not agree that let's say that it was a sotik tuma? In other words, let's say originally you had a saw in which something of a sotik tuma fell. Now, I don't know whether the saw is tummy or not tummy. Now the saw falls into the other 100. What are you going to tell me? We should burn it? You would say, how can you burn it? You're not allowed to burn Suffolk tumor. Fine, but this boils down to Suffolk tumor. Because what's the difference if originally it was a Suffolk, when something fell into the cell? Well, right now, we don't know whether what you're taking up has in it anything that's coming, right? So therefore, what's the difference? Mali noted la Suffolk tumor from my hair. What do I care whether the Suffolk tumor comes from somewhere else, because what fell into it was a Suffolk? And Mali noted la Suffolk tumor in the tumor. What do I care where over here is the Suffolk tumor in terms of what I'm taking? Is it Tame or is it Tehulim? If it's Tehulim, it's Tehulim Taharim. So how can I burn it? Therefore, the Chachamim is saying something very reasonable. You can't burn it because it's only like a Suffolk tumah. And you can't and you can't give it to him in a way in which the whole thing might have become Tameh by having it wet or having it in the size in which there's a kabbasis that maybe Metame is. Because how do you know that you're not, that he, there's not something here that would be Metame the rest? And now the truma, the so-called truma, in other words, effectively truma, that we're giving the coin, is truma tmeya. Therefore, say the Rabbanan, make sure that it doesn't become tame, and have it eaten as the truma. If you've got a problem with the way in which we're worried about the coin becoming tame, I'll tell you where to ask your question. If you've got a problem like this, there is a very good place to ask this problem. You should ask it on the Brisa that Rav Oshia mentioned. The Tani Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia says in the Brisa, this whole thing is very confusing, because what it should say is over here, Sa'at Truma Tmeah Shenaflala Akad Mehem. And that's the next six words is best what it should say. The King of there is talking about that you had two piles. Right? All of those, a bunch of prices are talking about the Shtei Kupot. When you have two piles, in this case, you have one pile of Truma Tmeah and one pile of Chul and Tahari. Now, I saw a Truma, in one case it's Truma Tahari. The soul of Truma Tahara falls now into one of them. So what we say over there is Truma Latok Truma Nafla, and the Truma fell into the Truma Tmeya. And nonetheless, it says over there, the Chulin should be eaten Nikudin. It's talking about the component of less than 1/100. Now there you've got a problem. Why in the world should you eat the Chulin Nikudin? If you hold that the truma fell into the chulin, so then it should be possible to eat it. The claw, except the coin. Elamai, you're telling me, because it's prophet Mimea. Elamai, you're telling me we can assume that the truma fell into the truma. Fine, so if the truma fell into the truma, so then what are you worried about the chulin becoming tummy? There, that's a valid question. There, you should ask. That, it would make sense to ask him, what would be the point of it? Now, in referring to the Mishnah itself, Hadein Nikudin, when you're talking about the Mishnah, where it says that the case that we just had of the Sar Truma Tmeah, that falls into Mea Chulin. So Chachamim say over there it should be eaten Nikudin, or you should split it up into small amounts, less than a kebesa. So over there, fine, we're assuming that the Sar Truma Tmeah is now mixed in all of these various volumes, okay? What then would be the shi'ur of the small amount that you could have? You see, if you're talking about that the chulin itself was coming, so then obviously you can't have a shi'ur of the kebeta. But if you were talking about the chulin being coming, if the chulin is coming, and our assumption is that we can prorate the mixture as 1/100, how large can the mixture be for me to get it wet and not have to worry about the truma being metame something else? Because you need a shear of a kibbeta. In this case, hadein nikudim, when we're referring to, and it doesn't really mean the nikudim over here, if you learn that nikudim means dry, it's referring to the end of the series, which is nikudim or b'mei perot or in small amounts. So what's a small amount? a small amount would be kaden chati sa'ah. Let's say approximately a half a sa'ah. Because if you consider a sa'ah is 144 basin. Now, on 144 basin, if you're going to take one out of 101, which was the mixture over here, it was echo the tokmea, right? So you're going to take one out of 101. So then that means in a full sa'ah, you will have more than a kabesa of truma. Assuming that it mixed throughout the entire mixture. Now, that's our assumption in Allah. Now you have now a homogeneous mixture of one part truma to 100 parts kulam. You can't take an entire sa'ah of 144 basin, because one 101 of that is larger than one basin, right? So therefore, okay, so obviously that doesn't mean literally a chati sa'ah. So in other words, don't take a whole sa'ah. So when we're going to start out, take a half a sa'ah. Half a sa'ah is a nice large amount. So in a half a sa'ah, you'll have less than one basa of truma, obviously, because the entire mixture is only 144 in a sa'ah. So you're going to be down now to way below a kabeza. Chishyama, afilu kulin shishav, lo yochlu ela nikudim. Chishya says, don't misunderstand the Chachamim. When the Chachamim said in the Mishnah, te'aleh v'te'achel nikudim, that would be mashma that only the single sa'ah that we're taking out to give to the Kohen. And we're going to say, okay, look, somewhere in here there was truma, here's a sa'ah, and you eat it as truma. So the mashma'ut of the Mishnah would be that sa'ah needs to be eaten the kudin, because since it's been given to the Kohen, as we explained, and he's supposed to be eating it as if it's truma, we have to make sure that it's not going to become, the whole thing won't become tonic, right? That's how we explained it until now. Chizkiya says, no, that's wrong. Even the chulin part, strangely enough, cannot be made into an isa that would become tummy. You know why? Because chalat on. Because aren't you going to have to take off challah from this? But challah, you're not allowed to take off challah batuma. And if you will make an isa out of this, you're going to make now a dough out of it. If you make a dough out of it, and you're going to end up with taking off challah, the tummy, unless you make sure that you don't have the kabesa to be matami the entire dough. And therefore, when it says over here in the Mishnah, see to it that it's done mikudim, it's referring to even the kulin part, after you gave the sa'ah to the truma, because there's no way to avoid taking off challah the tuma if you don't do it this way.
Well, the kulin, you have to make it smaller.
Right. Mil sa'amrana, note that this implies that the Isser Zarut is Batel, but the Isser Tuma is not Batel. In other words, you're saying over here that you're allowed to feed it to a Zar because there's no problem of Truma, right? Because your Truma is Batel one in the hundred. However, the Tuma is not Batel. We don't think Tuma is Batel, and if now you're going to have something that's dough and there's water in it, so the whole thing will become tummy. First, you have to distinguish between the isurim that are on a thing and the tuma that's in the thing.
Well, if the
tuma
is not there, but
the tuma is there, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is tuma ever bottled?
No. No, that is the tuma, if it's in a position to be matami others, will not be matami others. Therefore, keep the water off of it. Use only made peirot. Now, you'll notice also that if this is what Chizkiya is saying, he's contradicting himself here. This now implies that Chizkiya is switching sides over here, because Taman Lamar, he says in the Tosefta, and it says over there that if you have kema, you have over there flour that was tameh, that got mixed up in flour that was tar, and there's not a shear of a kibetza to be matami the whole thing. So over there, we say that when you take off the challah, make certain that you say, I'm taking off challah from the tahar part, not from the tameh part. Because you're not supposed to take off challah that's tameh. And you give it now, even though it's mixed, you now give off more than the shiur, and now you can't give off the shiur mitzvah, because then there's going to be tameh in it, and the tameh won't be able to eat it. So what you do is you take off from the isa the amount that will be clearly the full shear of challah, the 1/24th, plus whatever the prorated amount is of the tumah that's mixed in it. And you say, the part over here which is tahar is the part that's the challah. And the rest is not the challah, right? Obviously referring to a case where there's not sufficient tumah to be metame the whole thing. Now Chizkiah said over there, how large can the dough be, in terms of how much of the tumah can be in it, that if you're going to go ahead now, because it doesn't say a particular amount, so what would be the maximum amount that you would be able to use to make a dough which would be large enough for the challah, and there shouldn't be enough in it to be mitame the whole thing, because after all you're trying to give challah tahara. Now, if you said over there, shtut arba kavim, and we're going to explain this later on in the Gemara, so he's saying, if you have, let's say, four kavs of kemah, and the maximum that could be mixed into that would be 1/6 of those four kavim, so even though there's a shear over there, certainly of more than a kebetah, for some reason, Chizkiya says over there that you do not have to have the entire dough made the tahara. You just take off the shear of the challah, you take it in a separate dough, and you mix it, and you don't have to worry about the rest of it. Right? So the rest of it, so when he says over here, 1/6 of 4 kavim, what he means is that when you take off of this isa, the amount that would be required to take off the challah, there should not be enough in that to have a base of its matami. And we'll see why a 6 to 4 kavim will not have enough to be a base of its matami. But in any event, he does not say that the entire thing has to be done with tahara. He says only the part that you're going to be making into a dough for challah, you separate that out and you make that with tahara. But the rest of it we don't worry about. Ba'aku Omer Akim, over here he says the entire mixture has to be made nikudim. Why is that? Omer of Yasuf, what's the problem? Taman kishi yagabel v'achakak yifrish. Ramach kishi yifrish v'achakak yibel. There it's talking about that he was taking away from the rest of the mixture the shear of challah. And now he's going to make it that separate as a dough. So fine, I'm not going to be taking another challah from the rest of the dough that the whole thing should be done to tahara. Here he's just saying, if you intend to use the rest of this mixture, and you're going to use it as is, see to it that there's not a kebetah, there'll be no time for the rest of it, because of the challah. Obviously, if you want to take it off in a separate dough and just make that dough for the challah, that's fine, as long as it doesn't touch. The rest of it you don't have to worry about, as long as the challah itself is tahara. Omer Rabbi Abu, Rabbi Abu says, you know, Kol Yamenu, Ayinu To'im Ba K'Makela Zeshul Sumah. We were like walking around with a blind man's stick on this. What in the world is 1/6 of 4 kavim? What? How did that work? Achel Adam Lamadnua Min Chesbon Gematria. Until finally somebody explained to us, the Gematria simply means proportions, you know, the mathematical proportions. Until somebody explained to us the proportions, and then it all added up. Because what he pointed out is that kama ava, how much is there, how many beitim are there in one cup? Esim v'arba avim. One lug is 6 beitim. One kav is 4 lugim, which means that a kav is 24 beitim. Now the beit is the minimum size. The matame over here, the tumor. Okay, so now, if that's the case, kama arba kavin avda, so how many basin would there be in 4 kavs? You said over here the shear that you have is that the full amount was 4 kavs. Tishim mishit. So as we're doing 4 times 24 is 96. Now you're saying 1/6 of the 96 is what he's saying, is what you can have for tumah. Okay. So now, if you're going to take off 1/6 out of that, so then you have 16. So it turns out you're saying that if you have 16 beitzim that are mu'urav in this mixture of 96 beitzim, so then that's the maximum shear that you can have in order not to have a problem of keeping matame your chal. Okay? So now, let's see how big the entire thing is going to be when I take off the amount that I need to take off to make the challah. Because remember that chitzki over there is referring to making a separate dough for your challah, right? Alright, so now, nigbor sheet. Remember that the shiur for challah is 1/24. You now have 96 beitim, so 1/24 gives you 4 beitim. If you're now going to take these 4 beitim, and you will add now, besides the amount of tumah, remember, you're only taking off the challah on the amount that's tar. You have to add the prorated amount for the tameh part, because you're assuming that it's mixed completely. So now you're going to have to take out 6 beitim, because in 6 beitim you're going to have 4 beitim, which is the shear challah out of the 96, right? So out of the 96, you're going to be taking 4 plus 2 to make sure that the 4 that you have is tar. And this is how it works out. If that's the case, you now are going to have yeshkan to beit tumah. Because since the tumah is 1/6, if you're taking off a total of 6 beitim, 1/6 of 6 beitim happens to exactly equal 1 beitah. And therefore you're going to have enough to be matame the entire Isa over here. Okay? That's why we said that Kaba Kama Avad Esimarba Beitim. Okay? Now, Kama Abba Kabin Avda could say Tishim Ashid Beitim. Shutidu Ishesisre. In Yigbal Sheet, if you're going to now take off the correct amount of Kala from there, you're going to have to take off 6. But if you take off 6, and 1/6 was Tame, then Yesh Kam Kibeta Tumeah. So you're going to have a shear of Beit HaTumeah. The Inigbo Arba'ah, on the other hand, if you're going to only take out 4, then Inkan Shiur. You can't take off only 4, because remember, you're only being calling Shein B'Challah on the Torah part, not on the Tameh part. So what are you going to do? So you can't be Govel Arba either. Therefore, what you have to do is Nigbal, the Kepedor says, Nigbal Chamesh, Nigbal Arba'ah. That's why Chizkiya says it has to be up to, but not including, the 1/6. So therefore, you can make an Isa of about 5 beitim, where over there you have enough of the shiur challah of 4 beitim besides the tameh, and you say only the Torah part, which is the 4 beitim, is challah, because I want to give challah tameh, and now the rest of it is tameh, and that's just you're giving it as a gift. And that's what we're saying. As long as you have pachot mi-six from shtut, you have less than a beta. And therefore you have no problem. That's what Chizkiya was saying, which was brilliant. Okay. Before we get to this, let's say first, Rav Yochanan Amar, Shtus Arba Kavim, B'Chamesh Tzayin. Rav Yochanan, because the rest of it won't make sense, as we put in, because Rav Yochanan argues on Chizkiya. And he says, that's not going to be enough to make a small Isa. What you have to do is you have to take the entire Isa, make sure that the entire Isa is Tzara, because otherwise you've got a problem of taking off Chala. Has to be mina mukaf. Mina mukaf means that all of the dough has to be together. In which case, if it's going to be together, then how are you going to avoid making it tummy? Now it's true, obviously according to Chizkiya, you also need to be minamukas. And as the Gemara explains, actually the Mishnah says later on, that what you do is you take, he says you take a small amount of dough, which is a let nikabesa, you put it in between the two doughs. So you have your challah on the one hand, you have the large remaining 24 parts on the other hand, and they're connected with a tiny piece of dough.
Touching?
Yeah, touching, but it's, since it's a let nikabesa, it's not going to pass the tumah through it. And then that way you can also have the mukah, and without a problem of being metamic. Fine. Okay, now Rav Yochanan doesn't hold to that. The basis of the machlokas, there could be a number of different issues. It could be Stam that he holds. We'll see later on that the sheet that says that we never take off challah from something that's torn on something that's tamei. So in which case, that's what we would be doing over here, the way that this year is learning it. Therefore, Rav Yochanan says we can't have the case in a case of 1/6 or 4 tamei, because in that case we have in the entire mixture, we're going to have a kebeta. So the case according to him is chomesh sayin. So chomesh sayin, you have 17 times the normal shear of challah, and you split it up into 17 separate isot, which means you'll only have in each one of these isot less than 16 beitzim. And now if you take off the shear of the challah, you're going to have pachas b'kebeta. That's how you know. So now Milsi Rav Yochanan, according to this, the machlokas is, we should go first to Milsi the Chizkiah. So Milsi, now that we put in that piece, so Milsi the Chizkiah Amar, the implications of what Chizkiah is saying, v'vad shalot ha'kebeta t'meah nogad b'guma. If you have, let's say, a large container, and you have different cracks in the container, called an areva, which would normally you would mix dough. And you have cracks in the areva. So according to him, if you have a large areva and you have various cracks in the areva, or you know, indentations in the areva, so according to him, you see that the hakpada is only that the tumah should not be in the part that you're doing the lisha for the challah. But the rest of it, we don't really care about. And this refers to a Mishnah from Tyrus, in which you have various, what the din is on the Isa, that's in the different Guma. Whereas Mil said, Rabbi Yochanan Amra, Mavach lo kebeta today and no God, the Isa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that since the entire Isa has to be done to Tyra, according to him, he holds that there shouldn't be a kebeta tame anywhere in the East, and that's the implication. Lo mistava madama chitzia la sha'avah and madama rabiokim la sha'avah? Isn't it more reasonable to say that they're not arguing? And that the machlokas over here is talking about b'dieved and l'chatchila? So that what chitzia is saying is that everybody's motive that l'chatchila you should not have an isa that part of it is tamei and part of it is tar. The question over here is, we're talking about different cases. Let's say you did part of the Isa B'Tayra and the rest of Tuna. So if you're saying, okay, what would be the maximum amount that you could have done that it should work out okay? Shtus V'Arba Kavim. Now, well, you don't have a debate. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, here is what to do when you have an Isa that's Tumah. Right? I mean, why turn it into a machlokas and make it that there's a whole question over here whether you're Mechuyas to have a B'Tayra? Amalei af anas ravakei, I'll tell you the truth, I also thought that they weren't arguing, like you're claiming. And Ezo Yiguma al Daita Rav Yochanan, now that you're going to say that, so now it comes out that Rav Yochanan is also Moda, that B'diavad, it's okay to make a separate, if you did it, it's okay, it would be Chal to make a separate Isa that would be a Chal now, for the rest of it. So if that's the case, now, what would be the maximum shear of a guma in an areva that you won't have a shear to be metame in this case? And as we should be able to make an entire isa to have in its challah on the rest of it. So now that you're saying and talking about it, you were ma'are, according to Rav Yochanan, what would be the din? If you have shus arba kavim, in Chamei Tzayim. What would be the din according to him if now it's L'chatchila? Kipater she gibel achat mishvayasre. If you had in a isa of any size 1/17 of the mixture, so you have here now your Chamei Tzayim, then you will not have the shear of the kibetza in the part that you take off from the challah, because the tumah itself is now 16 basin. So if you're going to take off 1/17 of that, you won't have a full basin. And therefore, the entire isa can be made now the challah, because you're not going to have any case where you take off the amount of challah, it won't be enough to be metamid. The asya, the isa, sa'atayim, we could say, not matayim. The asya, the isa, sa'atayim, so when you have an entire isa that you're now making together for challah, but you can use it to taken out all of the dough, it's talking about if you have an isa of sa'atayim. So you start up your 5 saw, and now you have an additional isa of sa'atayim. The shear, therefore, of challah in this mixture being 1/24, which means now 1/17 basin. So now you're going to potter, because you only take it off on the Torah part, not on the Tamei part. So now it turns out that you're going to be able to be potter with it an additional 7 times of similar isot as this one. And you'll still have 1/24. Because it's such, as long as in the part that you're going to be taking off afterwards, you're not going to have a shear of 1 kibetza, then it would be okay. Okay, obviously to go through the cheshbonet of all of these cases would take us forever. But that's basically the rule. The leitada. This, however, that we're saying over here, what Chizkiya said at the beginning, that Isser Tumah is not bustle at all, and therefore you have to worry about if the entire thing is going to become Tumah. Wait 1 second. Where's the classical bill here? So is this not what Chizkiya said before? Is this not arguing like part of Pliga al Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina? This halacha that something that's coming is not bottle. This is what the entire discussion is based on. Is that not chelik on the mimer of Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina? The other Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, nevela, a nevela which is coming, is b'shchuta b'pe. It turns out that if you have now a nevela that was mixed, meat of a nevela that was mixed with meat that was shchuta, it will become bottle from its tumah. No, so in the same way that we're going to say that there's no, if somebody now is going to be no geava, he will not become tameh, because we're always going to assume that he's touching the part that is shachut, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, it would be bottle below, because anything that the person touches, it should be okay. Lefi she'i efshar l'shchuta, let's say this. Bottle, it's backwards over here. Maga'a ve'eseitar, sorry again. Nevelat me'a b'shchuta is bottle in terms of maga'a. A little curious construction. But the Heseta is low batel. If now you're going to be carrying it, the whole mixture, then you certainly were carrying the tame as well. Lepsi, she'i evshar, it should say, l'shchuta, she'tei aseh nevela. The part that is shachut, the reason that if you touch it, it's not going to become batel, is because you cannot turn meat that is shachut into nevela. And therefore, how would he possibly be metame and adam with it? Right? It's not going to be tame. It's the veil. Well, not right. So if that's the case, there's no din of maga anymore on it. Normally, it's tame the maga. But over here, there's no way that the tuma, the veil, can affect the meat that is chuta. Okay, because it looks like this. That's what it's saying, before, right? So you see that the Isya Tuma is also bottle. Because according to Chitya, the Isya Tuma is not bottle. So doesn't this argue on what Rabbi Yochanan, on Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said? Rabbi Yossi, Taman, the Rabbi Yossi knows different. Taman, we should say E.F. Shal. Again, it mixed up Efshar with Efshar. The Shkuta should say Asen Leveila. Bramhacha, Efshar Lechulim Lehiasot Kitruma. Because over there, that's the reason it explains it. It's considered to be Min Bishaino Mina. And therefore it's brought. Because these two things can never be made similar. You can never turn Basar Shkuta into Basar Leveila. And therefore, by definition, it's Min Bishaino Mina. Mishenomino is bottle. However, you can certainly turn chulin into truma in the sense that it can also become tame, the way the truma can become tame. Therefore, it's minbenino. Minbenino is not bottle. And that's what Kistia is referring to. Remember that minbenino and minbishenomino, as the Ram explains, is a din in what its halachic status is. Right? So something that cannot be makabel, or cannot be tame, Tumis Nevelos is by definition min b'she'enu mino with Nevelos. But something which can be metamic Tumis Ochlin is by definition min b'mino in Truma, which is metamic Tumis Ochlin. So therefore the two cases are not similar at all. Almost Yitzchia, Rabbi Mom Kishayte, we had this question originally by Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Ba Bar Mama Kaime. You had it wrong. It was not that Rabbi Ba Bar Mama asked the question and it was answered over here. Rabbi Shimon is the opposite. Rabbi Shimon asked the question of isn't this kolay, and it was Rabbi Ba Bar Mama that was the Kaime. So you got mixed up. Tony, to Achu Machina Plala Pachot. Now, since we have a sotruma, falls into less than 100, this is considered to be miduma. The aim mishalmim mehem karen v'chomesh al makom acher. However, if now, because of this, if a zar is truma, normally you have to pay truma, the karen and the chomesh, it has to be paid from something that is roi to be truma, right? So if now a zar eats from truma, and he has to pay it, he cannot take it from the meduma. He can take only the shiur of the chulin in the, let's say whatever it's, what, 50% chulin. He can take from that 50%. But he can't say, I'll replace your truma with this meduma. He can only say, I'll replace your truma with the chelik of the chulin that's in this meduma. It's only prorated to the amount of truma, the amount of chulin that's there. Now this is all talking about something which is when our Mishnah said that we had but it's talking about something which doesn't mix properly. Let's say Yavish B'Yavish, we can't assume mixes properly. However, something Dovish Darko Ligibaleo Hokina Chaharov Imrov Truma Truma Imrov Kulin Kulin. If we're talking about meduma, which is in liquid, so say shemen or yayin, then it gets completely a din of chulin, and it's only medamea. It's not medamea at all. If this meduma falls now into something else, so normally said it's medamea l'pichershka, but if it mixes completely, then it becomes bottle. Oh yeah, which one? Which one? What was it?